somewhere I can hold on to it. Good morning. Now that we've finally got... Well, first of all, I just want to say that I'm so thankful that the Lord has blessed me to be here. And as Pastor said, to share with you and ask for your prayers. And some of the things that the Lord is doing at Presbyterian Apartments where I presently live. Now, please keep your mind and heart on the Lord, not on me. Because I am but an instrument that the Lord chose to, well, do help him at this time for a season. Now, when I moved to Ben Salem, it's been almost 8 years ago now. At that time, one of the residents told me right off, she was trying to be helpful, bless her heart, that we were not allowed there to speak of the Lord because we received some government funding. Well, I didn't get into any discussion with her about that, despite my own convictions. But I did pray about that, you know, because I needed the Lord to guide me and always for the Holy Spirit to fill and guide me in all that was said and done. Now, since then, there have been opportunities from time to time, and the Lord opened the door where I could freely share, you know, my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ with them. Now, the Lord is the one who makes the increase, so what comes of that is up to him. Now, today, this is, like I said, almost 8 years later, I have seen some changes. Like, there were those then who did not mention the Lord. They didn't call him Lord or God. Any reference to the Lord, and they just pointed upward. And some of them still do. But there are a few who will mention the Lord and who are not ashamed. And one of the things that my heart really rejoiced about was our manager. Now, when I went, she had the kind of middle-of-the-road, you know, mindset about this. She wasn't for or against it. And she had the mindset a lot of people have that I've heard that. With the Bible today and all these different translations, everybody believes something different. And in other words, everybody got their own religion. But thank the Lord again, I have seen changes in her. And she's becoming more, you know, how can I say, not friendly, but more acceptable to the things of the Lord than she was before. Now, special holidays, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and especially Easter and Christmas. Presby always makes nicer lunches for us. And before the lunch, the man of God always asks someone to do a prayer of thanksgiving. And there was one person in particular, you know, she used to always ask. But I noticed something. They never said Jesus. She would always just say, you know, thank you, the Heavenly Father, and then close. But they stayed away from the name of Jesus. And that too has changed. And I tell you this, and again, it is the Holy Spirit of God. My first test came of that. And I don't remember what holiday it was, but she had asked one of the ladies, and this lady was the one who told me you couldn't talk about the Lord. I'll call her Mrs. B. She asked Mrs. B to do the prayer of thanks. And Mrs. B said, we were at the same table, so she said, what are you doing? I said, well, she didn't ask me. She said, well, I know she asked me, but you. So I did the prayer of thanks and closed, thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit as I would anywhere else, and closed in the precious name of Jesus. And there was some disagreement about it in the rear of the dining room. I had no idea who it was, and it didn't concern me. But our manager, she replied to that since she had been there, we had always had prayers of thanks before the meal, and as long as she was there, we continued to do that. And I also noted, to move along a bit, it was 2 years ago, and I'm not quite sure whether it was Easter or Christmas, but I think Christmas, for the first time before these luncheons, they used to always give us like these 8x10 agendas, you know, with little puzzles and jokes, and always something, some little tidbit you know, in reference to the holiday, whether it was Christmas, what have you. But I noticed one thing again, there was never anything there that said anything about the real reason we celebrate those days. So it was, I believe, Christmas in 2018, for the first time, we saw the manger, saw the manger, excuse me, that put the baby Jesus and references made to him. Not biblical, of course, you know, we don't expect that, but that was a beginning. And last year at Easter, after all the, you know, after the luncheons and the meal was had and what have you, they always had music. And there were those who were still agile enough, you know, they would do the dance thing. But last year at Easter, she told them that, well, she told us rather, that there would be no party, no music, but instead we were going to celebrate Jesus. And again, that was a real biggie because that shows her warming up to the things of the Lord. And all of this is the Lord's doing. So now I'll go from that to move along. There was one, and this was really a significant change. One of the residents who, she claimed, she went from atheist to being agnostic. And from that to something, as I don't remember what that was. But she was also directing exercise classes for us in the community room. And she was, she did that very well. She was quite good at that. But she also had a habit of criticizing. She criticized almost everybody and everything. And she felt nothing about saying hurtful things to and about people. And this one day in particular, there was a wonderful resident. She shared something that she had learned. Well, I called our director, which is a atheist, I called her San, and San's reply to that hurt her feelings so badly. She left the room almost in tears. And I'm sitting there waiting, you know, but look, you just hurt her feelings. I thought she was gonna apologize, but she didn't. All she said was, so I take my marbles and go home. And she mumbled something about her behavior being childish. Well, I felt sorry for C, she was the one who left, but I felt badly for San too, because I thought, you know, how can there be somebody who, it doesn't seem to bother you that you say mean things, you know, that your words, once the words come from our mouths, whether they are negative or positive, you can never take that back. And the hurt that that causes another person, even with sincere apologies, it doesn't erase the pain that you have caused. And I thought about that, and then I went home and prayed about the Lord, what can I do to help Sam? I thought maybe if I could say something that would get her to see, you know, just how painful that is for a person. But, and it was a couple of meetings after that, and she was critical that day too. So when she finally stopped, I asked her, did she mind if I ask her a question? And she said, oh no, go ahead. So I told her, now before I ask you the question, I want you to know, this is not meant as a criticism and nor to offend you. Oh no, she said, go ahead. So then I asked her, had she ever stopped and asked herself why she was so angry? Well, instantly she went off on the fence and she didn't stop. So when she finally did, then I apologized and told her that that's why I had told her before I asked the question that it was not meant to offend. But since I obviously had, then I apologized and I left. Now, I didn't leave. I wasn't angry, the reason I left, you know, frustrated perhaps, but not angry. And I didn't go back and again, not because I was angry, but I didn't see her for weeks. And somebody had told me that she was sick. She had a mild stroke and she was in rehab. And I still didn't see her, but I continued to pray for her. And one day, coming out of my door, by the elevators, there she was, in conversation with a couple of the other residents. Well, I was actually shocked, now that's the truth, because that was something that I had never seen her do. She didn't even speak to the rest of the residents, let alone have a conversation. But that was a good thing, because that was the beginning of the change, you know, that I would see. And it was only the Lord that brought the change in her, nothing or nobody else. She started speaking and talking to the other resident, and you know, anybody who would talk to her, but most of them didn't say much to her, the ladies, because they didn't trust her. They didn't think that was really a change. And one of them even said to me, "Well, no, she didn't buy the change. It's just the stroke she had." But I'm not going to go into no details to figure out how the Lord did what he did. That's not my business. But I can say definitely that I do believe that only the Lord could have brought that change in her. And I don't think he's through with her yet. And I will not go so far as to say she's had the rebirth. That I don't know. But I do believe beneath all of the, you know, the exterior, this meanness that she shows, that she shows, when the Lord does do his praise, his work in her heart, that you will see a very kind and caring person. And if I ever told her that, she'd probably keel over in her faint, you know, but that's just the way she is, you know, she wouldn't admit that. But one last thing where Sam is concerned, after the change that I saw in her, it was only a couple of meetings that I had with her, Sherry. One was about the weather, so I said, "Well, whatever the Lord bring." And she corrected me. He or she does not control the weather. Mother Nature does. So I said, "Well, who controls Mother Nature?" And she would have this thing, she would always say, and off she would go. Another time she asked me, "What was the most important thing in my life?" Well, what's the most important in my life is not a thing, it's a person. So I told her the Lord Jesus Christ. And she told me, "Well, mine is art." And she had a way of saying that made you feel like what she had was superior to yours no matter what. So then I just said, "Well, I can't lose what I have." And she went on. And I didn't have any more conversations with her. But I'm looking, I mean, in reference to that, I won't bother to do it anyway. But the next thing is the last time I think, I shared with you that the Lord had opened the door for us to have, for one of the ladies to stop by the class. Well, she decided a few months ago that she didn't want to do it anymore. So at the present, we had not been having one. And some of them had asked me if I would do it. But I told them, no, that I would have to pray about it, and if it's the Lord's will for me to do it, I will. Because I have to wait on him, because anything is done out of the will of God will not succeed. And besides, it's disobedient. So anyway, a few weeks ago, I started to get the feeling that it is the Lord's will, so now I am willing to do the Bible study. So I asked the manager, she gave the okay, no questions asked and that. And on March the 10th, then that will be our first day that we will start a Bible class. And I really, well, we rather really need your prayers, and I mean seriously, I'm just saying this, because of all the people in that building, I counted, and as far as I have been able to say definitely, there's only about 8 of us who are really born again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's 3 stories with 53 apartments. I don't know how much people are there, but the majority of them are not believers at all, or they belong to a denomination that does the works gospel thing. And all of us need the word of the Lord. It's not about hearing or saying what something that makes somebody happy, make you feel good. We need to know what thus saith the Lord. And we need that then more than ever. If there ever was a time that we needed that, Lord knows it's now. So be much in prayer that the Lord will bring not just believers, but unbelievers. Because as they learn and pass it on to their children or their grandchildren, because we are living in what some have described as a mixed up, chaotic world. And it is, I guess, all of that plus some when we think of the things that's going on around us. And not just here in the U.S. of A., but all over the world. And that's serious, children. That calls for serious sweat and tears. And no matter how things look and what the leaders say or do, we know, and I can tell you personally, I know that no matter what happens, I know that there's a God in heaven who knows, he cares, and he still reigns. Thank you.